This is Michael Lavers with the Washington Blade. Photo editor Michael Key and I traveled to Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana last month to conduct interviews for a series of stories on LGBT life in the Deep South and how poverty and other issues affect it. One of the realities that became immediately clear to us during the week we were in the three states is many of the people with whom we spoke continue to struggle with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. August 29th marks the 9th anniversary of Katrina's landfall on the Gulf Coast. Here are some of the stories of those who lived through the storm in Louisiana and Mississippi as told in their own words. Miss Eddie is a 58-year-old transgender woman from New Orleans.
I discovered last 21st of August that I was a lady.
Miss Eddie came out as transgender on August 27th, 2013.
Before then, last June, if you would have told me I was going to be a lady, I would have sworn up and down you're crazy.
She lives at Belle Reve, a residence for people living with HIV/AIDS in the city's Marnier neighborhood. Miss Eddie lived in a house in the New Orleans suburb of Kenner in August 2005 when Hurricane Katrina inundated wide swaths of the metropolitan area with up to 17 feet of water.
It was very strange because we had 15 inches of water inside and 30 in the street. The night I woke up, I stepped into the water and walked straight to the bathroom. I was in such shock that I just didn't pay any attention to it. Then when I got in bed, I said, oh, my feet are wet. I said, wait a minute, we're in a flood.
Miss Eddie fared relatively well during Katrina compared to many others in the New Orleans metropolitan area and on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
We did not do without the whole town during the storm and after. Mm-hmm. We had plenty of food. We were blessed. Our house was blessed.
She nevertheless faced many challenges in the immediate aftermath of the storm.
We had a rough time during Katrina with my mother. Then she made my best friend Mark, she made him sick. They wanted to kill each other.
Miss Eddie, who has lived at Belle Reve since May, insisted that she dress up to speak with the Blade.
A little lipstick, a little eyeshadow, not real heavy, but just enough to make me feel like I was looking nice.